Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Chaf Aleph. Reish Chaf Aleph 221, the Isser of destroying the corner of the Pa'as HaKerem. We discussed this at length yesterday already as well, because yesterday and today's mitzvah go together, 220 and 221, the mitzvahs Aseh and Los Aseh. Just to remember, there was a machlokas between the Rambam and the Chinuch versus the Ramban. The Chinuch always follows the Rambam, as he does here, and that's what he does in calling Ololos Kerem. Remember, today's mitzvah is Karmacha Losa Olel. Those are the three words of the Torah that we get to focus on today. So, do not be Ma'olel your Kerem. So, what does that mean, to be Ma'olel your Kerem? So, the Rambam and the Chinuch follows him, and the Rashbam, we saw, says, this is just a unique mitzvah of Peah when it comes to a Kerem. But if you look in the Ramban, and you look in Chazal, based on the Mishnah, Meseches Peah, Ololos is not Peah. Ololos have a specific definition. As we saw in the mitzvah yesterday, the Mishnah quoted from Zayin Dalet in Meseches Peah, like the eighth line of the Chinuch, Ezeh ololos kol she'in lo katev lo netef, the inferior types of grapes that don't pile onto each other like a cluster, and they don't look like a dripping down like the other clusters, those are inferior types of grapes, and therefore those have to be left for the ani. We saw from the Mitzvahs HaMelech and other Achronim that suggested that maybe the Rambam does agree that the mitzvah of Peah includes that. After all, the Rambam can't argue on the Mishnah, but it's just that for the Rambam, by kerem, by a vine, by vineyard, there is a more expansive definition of Peah. These are inherently what you have to leave for the aniyim. And even if one does not leave that, or let's say there are none in your field, let's say your field, you have a bumper crop, and you have no grapes without clusters. They're all perfect and beautiful. So then the Rambam would agree they have to leave regular Peah for the Kerem. But just in case you have these types of inferiors, so these counts as Peahs. That's what he suggested. Maybe for the Rambam, there are two tracks. Okay, well, what we didn't get to talk about yesterday was the last Os in the Minchas Chinuch, in Os Zayin, the nearly Pasha. Let's see what he says. To Bechol Matnas Aniyim, Shenizbaru Le'el. All the Matanas Aliyim, that I have explained already. I have explained Leket, I have explained, he hasn't explained Shechacha yet, but that's going to be later on in Dvarim. There are various Matanas Aliyim. Im Hayash Sasada Shal Cherishot of a Katan, let's see somebody who's a Lav Bardas owns the field. So then what's the halacha? They are Pater from Mitzvahs. We know a Cherishot of a Katan is Pater from Mitzvahs. The Avru Venatlu Hamatanas Aliyim, and they went and took the Matanas Aliyim to themselves, because they're Pater from the Mitzvahs. V'yacharechein nisgadel hakaton v'nispakach hashote v'yesh hamatanos tachas yadon, and then all of a sudden the katan becomes a gadol, or the shote baruch Hashem has a refuah, and now they still have these matanos. So what's the halacha? Devadai mechuyavim lekayem hamitzvah saseh v'lazov l'aniyim. They have to leave it for the aniyim, even though it grew at the time when they were in a situation of p'tur, but right now they still have it in their rishus. They had, what the Minchas Chinuch seems to say, a p'tur gavra, an exemption of the person, even though it has the status of matanos aniyim. They don't have to give it, because they're pater from matanos. Kivan shabaskina detazav l'abamash, but once they become a gadol, now they're the p'tur dissipates, it disappears, and therefore, it says in Minchas Chinuch, they would have to give it now. Im kein, av shelo aver ala lo saseh, mikamakam chayev aseh, they have to, even though they didn't violate the lo saseh by taking it, because, and usually the aseh is only a nitak laseh of the lo saseh that was already violated, here, you have the mitzvah even without the lo saseh. Ve'en adomo michinot v'hetar sheveti la'el, the padr achach litin. This is not like what I said before and what we discussed yesterday, that let's say I buy it from the non-Jew, and it grew b'makum p'tur. So once I get it, I don't have to give it, because at the Shas Chiyuv there was a p'tur. No, it's not like that. There, in the earlier cases, there was no mitzvah whatsoever, period. Avokan, and here's the key lines, Avokan, the hamitzvah alav. The mitzvah is on him. Rak de katnuso garmalo. But his katnus is poter him, lo have kalakach beheter. That's not like buying something beheter. You're buying it, you're doing an isser which you're allowed to do. Meaning, it's not really usser for you. And therefore, bevade tzarech acher kein litein im yesh be'en tachas yado. If you still have it in your hands, you definitely have to give it. Ve'im nev du on isser v'upater. If it's not there anymore, you don't have to make it up. Kein nearly pashut. There's a whole a discussion when somebody says, oh, this is obvious to me. Is he being defensive? Like he's not sure about this, and therefore he has to emphasize that it's obvious, or he really thinks it's obvious, and he says it's obvious. So here, the Oli Achronim discuss this Menachas Chinuch. Is it so obvious? We discussed, I think, in the Mitzvah Shir last week or so, not exact the same concept, but a Maisa Avira of a Katan. We learned based on a Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Sadeches, I think, that one of the Amoraim, I think Abaya and Raphram was Kofahim, one of the Amoraim did something when they were a Katan, and then they become a Gadol, do they have to pay for what they did when they were a Katan? When they were a Katan, they're Putter. Well, now that they're a Gadol, they have to pay for what they did when they were a Katan. Is there a Maisa Avera that's recognized when somebody's a Katan? Yes, Lefnim Rishur Sadin for sure. But even without Lefnim Rishur Sadin, does one have to pay? Is there a recognized Maisa Avera? So this is not the same exact discussion, but it's similar. So we'll start with the Torah Zroim. The Torah Zroim, Rav Parmanshik, discusses this in the back. In the back of the Torah Zroim. Most of the Torah Zroim, as we have mentioned in the past, is a commentary on Seder Zroim. From Rav Parmanshik, who is a Talmud of the Briska Rav, as he has Askama for the Briska Rav at the beginning of the Sefer, he wrote this all about Rav Aryeh Zev Parmanshik. He wrote the Torah Zroim on Inyanei Zroim. He wrote the Emek Bracha on Inyanei Arachayim. And he owes Nifter, he says in the beginning, he was Nifter when he was 34 years old, Rachman al-Islan. Nifter b'shash shlosh b'arba l'chaya b'yom ches shva tovshin beis, 1942. By this he has the Sefer Torah Zroim, and in the back he has letters that people wrote to him in Lundus about these questions. So in one of the letters on page Kuf Lamed Tes in the back, he was asked about this Menachas Chinuch. He says, v'dvarav yesh ladun harbe. Somewhat difficult. Why? The Efshar Lomar, because it's very possible the Menachas Chinuch bends over backwards to try to explain why this is different than the earlier cases. If you buy something after it was Pater, then you're not going to be Chayiv. So he bends over backwards to try to explain the distinction, but maybe there is no distinction. Kivon de Iker Chiyuva hu b'shas Katsira, the Iker Chiyuv of all of these Matanas is when you harvested, the Oz ha you Paturin, and at that moment he was Pater, the Lamini Chiyuva ninu, imkein alvakavdinis gadlu achagach gamki Paturim. Right, you should be Pater also. Why should it be different? So it says the Torah Zroim, you have to formulate it a little differently. The Chiyuv of Matnas Aniyim has nothing to do with the person. The Chiyuv of Matnas Aniyim, and it also is Meduyuk in the Psukim. What is it? It is focused on the Sade. The Be'emes, Chiyuv Matnas Aniyim Mutal Al HaSade Ba'atzma. The field produces the Chiyuv, as long as it's owned by a Jew. The Ramya Chiyuva ala Bailam Masay says Chelik Zelaniim. The Bailam have to take what the field was Machayev, so to speak. Ella the Becher Shod Vekatan Loshay Chiyuva Mila Ramos. But you don't get to step two when it comes to a field of Becher Shod Vekatan. When you have the Sadeh, step one is the Sadeh's Chayev. Then it goes to a Bardas and you have to give it. But if you don't get to step two, it's a Becher Shod Vekatan, you never get to there. Achein, al kalponim, etzam achiv demana sinim amuta al sadeh paka. But the Chayev is still there on the Sadeh. It's just Pater because the Gavra, who owns the field, is Pater. Ukeshem shesh tuah shal katan chayev is b'shubas and maestris. Avagav du ba'atzma la bar fashu v'chamochin bazeh. Beautiful mashal. What, if a katan owns a field, you don't have to give shubas and maestris from it? Of course you do. If a katan owns a field, this tevel, you have to take off truma and meiser from the field. So why should this be different? Because it's a matana? Says the Torah Zroim, no! Just like the field creates the shame tevel, and in order to get rid of the shame tevel, you have to give truma and meiser v'chulu, so too by manas aniyim. Even though without manas aniyim, it's not usur to eat, you're just stealing from the aniyim, but still the same thing. And therefore he says that's what must be the svara of the Minchas Chinuch underneath. That the focus of these mitzvahs is the field and not the person. That's on the one hand. But then he says, but it's still a chiddush, even if you want to say that's what the Minchas Chinuch means. Because who said the field of a katan has the chiyuv? Maybe you don't have step one separate from the owner. What did he just suggest for the Minchas Chinuch? The field is chayev, and then you go to step two, the owner, does he have to give it from this chaya field or not? Maybe you shouldn't formulate it like that. Maybe you should say that a field of a katan never has it. He says, Adayish the chalik b'nei v'lomar. The manas aniyim, kiva the k'nanim labri chiyuvin inu. The whole point of manas aniyim is not like chumas and maesus. Chumas and maesus start off with an iser tevel, which even, by the way, applies to kohanim. Even though kohanim can eat truma, it's still an iser tevel until our mafresh, and then they could keep it. But it still starts with an Isser. So when it comes to Isurim, you can say the Isser applies even by a facade of a katan. But mitzvahs, ketanim are pater for mitzvahs. Kiva de ketanim v'labnei chiyuvin inu, lo itila torah sadosim shalelu. Shari b'lavach yonarom hevdol gadol. Bain, turning the page, Bain matnas aniyim l'chumas ha-maestris. Shizet tovav zeinu tovav. You already see. One creates tevel, one doesn't create tevel. V'yesh la'ayin b'kol zeh heitev. You gotta really sit on this, says the Torah Zoran. The Lo Ivesius calls it Bakura Bakina Hate. I didn't give this the time that it should have been given. Ach al call panim, the pashas divri minchas chinuch mashmak says to in lachalik bazebakatan. But the minchas chinuch obviously assumes there should be no such chilukim between Manas Kahuna and Manas Aniyim in this regard, and therefore the Ketanim should have to give it once they get older. That is all point number one of the Torah Zoraim on this paragraph of the Menachas Chinuch. The other issue to bring up related to this paragraph, and that is, are Ketanim, he said the Ketanim is not Chayiv. Is a Ketan not Chayiv at all in mitzvahs? So that is a major discussion in the Rishonim. It's known as the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Brachos Daf Memches. How do we formulate the mitzvah of chinuch when it comes to a child, when it comes to a katan? Do we say that the chiv of chinuch is on the child? Midor writes the child's potter. Midor Rabbanan is chayiv. Or no. What do we say? That's what Tosfos says. But Rashi says the child has no chiv whatsoever. Rashi says there, he has one formulation in Brachas Memches, that the chiyuv is on the father. It's the chovas chinuch is on the father to be margil, his son, to do these things. But there's no chiyuv whatsoever on the child. How can you say a child is chayiv? A child can't be chayiv in anything. A child is labar das halachically. So that's why Rashi says, no, there is no chiyuv on the child at all. It's just a chiyuv on the father. So that's known as a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. There's another machlokas, whether the mitzvah of chinuch is drabanan or daraisa. Most Rishonim hold that the chiyuv of chinuch is drabanan. So Rav Asher Weiss has a couple of beautiful ha'aris in Simon Chaf Aleph in Parshas Vayera, where he says, drabanan. What does that mean? On a daraisa level, you don't have to be mechanic for your kids. You can let them do whatever they want. Drabanan came up with this huge chiddush. You have to give your kids a Jewish education. You have to show them what to do. Right, what a chiddush. Of course not. That can't be true. By Avram Avinu. Hashem loved Avram Avinu. Why? Because he was b'chanech his children. Ki yedatev l'manas banav es beis u'achrav. So the Menachas Asher assumes that for sure the idea of chinuch is daraisa. The machlokis are the pratim. The machlokis are the details of the mitzvah. Do we say that that is daraisa or drabanan? Another raya that it has to be daraisa. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, he quotes in the fourth parak. The Rambam lists off 24 items. That's the whole parak. 24 items that are ma'akev tshuva. 24 midos, 24 actions that if one is involved in, prevents a person from doing tshuva. And then he says, arba amehen, four of them, avon gadol, it's great sin, v'ha'ose ha'echon mehen, en HaKadosh Baruch Hu maspik biyado lasos tshuva, l'fi godel cheto. Four of these 24, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will try to help you not do tshuva. Unbelievable. What are these? V'elohen, one of them on the list is, the person lets his kids do whatever they want and doesn't try to be mechanech them properly. Obviously, ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides about Siyata Deshmaya that we have. You can have the greatest parents and the greatest chinuch and a child doesn't follow them. And you got the parents who do nothing and the most terrible parents and the child ends up being okay. So ultimately it's Siyata Deshmaya. But we have a chiyuv to do what we can. Says the Rambam, Roe bino yotzei lutar bazra'a ve'enu mamache biyado. If I see my son going off the derech and I don't try to prevent him from doing that, that's one of the four on the list. So says the Minchas Asher, if you're going to tell me that chiyuv of chinuch is drabanan, that's going to make you be in this list? As you have many other examples to this, that the idea of the chiyuv of chinuch is daraisa, but the details are derabanan. So where is the source? So you can say it's by Avram Avinu and elsewhere, but this is where, we've mentioned this in the past, the Menachas Asher suggests the idea of what he calls Ratzon Hashem, what others might call the fifth Shulchan Aruch. And that is, there are certain things that, based on everything else we know about the mitzvahs, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously would be interested in this and would want us to do this, even though it's not obligatory in the official sense. Right? This is what the Menachas Asher says about the mitzvah of chinuch. Obviously, you read the whole Torah. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to train our children in the right way. And this also is the idea he suggests behind the mitzvah of Tzar Balei Chaim. Here in Os Dalid, the Minchas Asher, Kedaka Bakodesh, quotes 11 sources in the Rishonim for Tzar Balei Chaim. So at the end of the day, he says, the Gemara says it many times, Tzar Balei Chaim Daraisa. The Gemara never quotes a source. Why did Chazal leave it open that we have to figure out the source? We have to figure, maybe it's based on the law of muzzling your animal. Maybe it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Maybe it's the Pasuk by Bilam. Why you hit me three times? Maybe it's V'Halakta B'Drachem and Hashem it has Rachmanus. Maybe it's Poseach, right, the Rachma V'Kol Masav, the Pasuk and Ashrei. So there are so many suggestions. Why isn't there one in Shas? So suggest in Chazasha, the point is there is no Makar. The real Makar is that there is no Makar. The Makar is doing what God wants you to do. Doing Ratzon Hashem. That's the Simen Chaf Aleph. The Ar Sameach says the same exact idea in Hilchos Kriyashma. How is it possible, suggests the Minchas Asher, that the Rambam, it's a very, very well-known question on the Rambam, does not quote the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim as a separate mitzvah Saseh Daraisa. Doesn't count it. He counts Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, the night of Pesach, but Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is not counted. The question is, why isn't it counted? Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? How do you not count it as a mitzvah? So Reb Chaim is medayik that is really part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. If you look at the Rambam holds that Kriya Shema has to say all three paragraphs. Fine, but the Ar Sameach has a different shot. The Ar Sameach quotes earlier Achron in the Prima Gadim and others that says, "Ah, oh, it's a mitzvah derabanan." Zechir Zias mitzvah derabanan. Is it derabanan? How is it derabanan? Says the Ar Sameach there in Hilchos Kriya Shema. Some derabanans are mishum gzeira. There are three categories of derabanans. Some derabanans are gzeiras, so you don't come to do something. Some derabanans are zecher to an event, like Chanukah, as I'm tomorrow night, and Purim. And some derabanans are what he calls hafakat ratzon habore. Doing what Hashem wants. You know that Chazal knew we're in tune on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wavelength, so to speak, and they knew what he would appreciate and what he would want. So therefore, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left open so that they would be able to stick this into a chiyuv in the category of Ratzon Hashem. So the Minchas Asher calls it Ratzon Hashem, the Ar Sameach calls it Hafakas Ratzon Habore. There's a Reb Elchanan in Kovet Shirim Chelek Beis that also talks about this, related to the Machlokas Rambam Ramban about Lo Sasur. But again, this is a very important yisod relating to the Chiyuv of Chinuch. He then, at the end of the same piece, the Minchas Asher discusses as well the Rambam Shita. Is it on the father or on the child? So there is no specific pattern that one could see. For example, by Matzah and by Megillah, the Lashon is everyone's chayiv, and it says ma'achilin oso. The father feeds the child, which makes it sound like the chayiv is on the father. Ma'achilin oso kizayis matzah. That's by Hilchos Matzah, for example, Hilchos Chametz Matzah. Or on the other hand, by Sukkah, it says the son is chayiv. By a lulav, so by some the formulation is on the father, by some the formulation is on the son. So either way, this is a discussion in the Achronim, trying to figure out a pattern in the Rambam. But again, there is no specific pattern. He has some suggestions here, but that is all related to the mitzvah of chinuch on the father or on the child. Okay, so that takes us through. That's the last paragraph in today's mitzvah in the Menchas Chinuch. Let's talk though a little more generally about the Isser, today's Isser, amongst the other Isurim. And that is, we are in the week, we're in the middle of four mitzvos that talk specifically about Kerem. Why is it that even though we have mitzvahs of Peah by everything else, and mitzvahs of Leket by other items, the Torah goes out of its way for four separate mitzvahs related to Kerem, related to vines? We find various areas in Halacha where the vineyard, grapes, have a special role. We'll start this today, maybe in the future days we'll continue. I also want to talk about Hefker one of the days, because all of this is based on the Hefker concept. And that is, where do we find Anavim having a special status? If you want a large, comprehensive discussion of this, you can look at Encyclopedia Talmudis under Yayin. So he quotes there three categories. Sometimes you find mitzvahs asay, that specifically apply to wine and grapes. Sometimes you find mitzvahs los asay, that specifically apply to wine or grapes. And sometimes you just find halachos, that specifically apply to wine or grapes. Number one, he says mitzvahs that only apply to wine or grapes. Nesachim, pouring wine on the mizbeach, is only dafka with wine. Right, a koshel bracha, by kiddush, by havdalah, by a sheva brachas, by a wedding, by pidyon haben, by a bris. It's all wine, havdalah, birchas hamazon. Right, next, lel haseder, obviously the mitzvah is on wine. Simchas yantif, ein simcha ela b'yayin. Purim, there are many unique mitzvos that are done with wine. There are isurim that are specific to wine. Why? What? Yayin. Yayin to a Nazir. Right? A Kohanim doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. We discussed that earlier in Sefer Vayikra. They can't do the Avodah while they were Shtuye Yayin. A Rav is not allowed to Paskin when he is Shasui. And others. And then there are just separate dinim that reply to wine. A ben sorer mored does not become a ben sorer mored until he drinks a certain amount of wine. There's a special bracha that we make on wine in contrast to all other liquids, besides maybe oil. But specifically wine, that goes up in value. Or, maybe one of the more well-known halachas, mashke l'kabel tumah. We discussed earlier the mitzvah of heksher l'kabel tumah. A food does not is not able to become tamei until it becomes wet with one of the seven mashkin. What are the seven mashkin? So the seven mashkin, five of the seven don't really have a source. They are what they are. They're in existence. For example, milk. It comes from a cow, but it's milk. And water and blood. They exist. But two of them come from fruit. And that is oil and yayin. Yayin and shaman are two of the mashkin, but again, that's another place where it has a special status. Hilchas Shchita b'Shabbos, it also has a special status, but maybe we'll stop there. We'll talk about this in the coming days, why it is that it seems like if you read the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, only squeezing grapes and olives, here is with grapes, why only squeezing grapes and olives is an Issa D'Oraisa on Shabbos, but squeezing other fruit probably is only an Issa D'Rabbanan, unless you're accustomed to squeezing it. It's a discussion, but hopefully we'll talk about that in the coming days. But again, this takes us through the Isser of cutting off the Peah of the Kerem. Coming up, we did the two mitzvahs of Peah of Kerem. Coming up are the two mitzvahs of Leket of Kerem, which are called Peret. That will be the next two mitzvahs, and then we get into many other mitzvahs as we continue here in Parshas Kedoshim.